The blue side of a broken mirror. I once lived in a room packed with empty snail shells, and I could only rely on the needle's eye to predict when next it would rain. Until my heart stops being a burden, no matter how big it swells. The men stayed away from the walls except she stops to push, and they do not cry to the open sky. The fear it will cost them their erections. Where I come from, the women do not visit the graveyard. On the walls of their rooms are transition elements scribbled in oil paint. It is a sign the seed will exit her body how it entered or inverse. Today, I learned a new way to look at my mother. She grew new rib bones overnight. Her eyes were ripe mangoes on a rotten stalk, but it wouldn't fall no matter the storm. She asked if I saw her face the last time I had my back against the mat in the labor room. She asked if I saw the faces of all my lost friends. Afraid that my mouth would lose its shape if I chisel out a tooth in protest, I silently fall in love with a room filled with ashes. Each time, I bite on my tongue because it reminds me of how my own blood tastes. Could it be that nothing got lost? Maybe the gulls squeezed through the cracks on the walls to make orphan of their parents' faith, hopeful that they may find a new face from the other side of the broken mirror. The gull ripped off their names before they were lowered inside the ground. I become nameless even as I walk out of the terminal. I must let go all my names if I crave so much of the nectar that drip from the cracks on the mirror.